Our first halachic topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Mem Gimel, relates to the glorious and tragic rule of the Gemara, Mem Gimel Mebeis, that had listed many teachings of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, and one of them was that a person allow himself to be thrown into a furnace than embarrass himself in public. This Gemara also appears in Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, with also a beautiful story. See that Gemara. Our topic for today is the scope in which this prohibition applies. How far do we go when we say that better not to embarrass you in public than, and a person would have the halacha of Yehareg Va'al Yavor, rather than embarrass his friend in public? How far does this go? We will also discuss whether this is a chiyuv or some understand it differently. On the first topic of how far it goes, let me introduce one of the greatest halachic paradoxes, which I don't think has been discussed enough in our literature, and it is raised by some contemporary Sfarim, which I am waiting, Be'ezer Hashem, to see more from Gedolei Torah written on this question. And that is the following problem. Our Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, is very clear that better for a person to be killed than to have his friend embarrassed in public. Yet there are instances where the Gemara tells us to embarrass our friend in public. The Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Yutes, a sugya that we've already done, says that if someone is wearing klayim, the halacha is that if it's klayim de oraisa, then you should take it off him. And clearly, it's clear from the Gemara as well, that would cause the individual embarrassment. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Ein chacham avein tfuna avein eitzel neged Hashem. This is one of the strongest questions that we still need to develop an approach of how to reconcile the two. On the one hand, there is a chiyuv to protect the integrity of Torah, even at a time where the result might be that the individual is, God forbid, embarrassed. Yet at the same time, there's a chiyuv of Yehareg Va'al Yavor and not embarrass the person in public. Rav Yashiv raises this question in his Shiurim and Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Tes, where our sugya can be found. Rav Yashiv offers a complicated answer over there in Bava Metzia. See his Shiurim. His son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, actually, on our sugya, on Daf Mem Gimel, in Brachos, offers another teretz that requires more iyun. He suggests the following distinction. He says that the embarrassment of an individual violating codes of Ruchnius is greater than the embarrassment of Boshes Haguf. He gives an example from Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yud Ches Amebeis, of someone committing suicide, Bruria, H.S. Rebbe Meir, and being embarrassed. We also have another example of that in our Sechta, on Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, where a tragic story where a student was framed as having gone to a zona when he really had not. She had stolen his tefillin, and he ultimately committed suicide. Says Rav Zilberstein, that is the ultimate busha, busha of Ruchnius. And he says that is greater than a Bushas Haguf. If that would be so, he suggests that the Chiyuv to be Malbim Pnei Chavero Barabim versus being killed, that one has to allow oneself to be killed, is only if the Halbonas Chavero is going to be one of a Ruchnius Dika embarrassment. And that was what took place in our Sugya, in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda would ultimately be embarrassed by Tamar. However, when it comes to an individual who's wearing klayim, the embarrassment that he's going to undergo by being derobed is a physical embarrassment, and for that we don't say al yalbin pnei chavero barabin. This is a big chiddush. The question needs to be dealt with. Of course, the implications for this lahalacha would be very, very extensive, that the rule of not embarrassing one's friend would only apply in terms of a spiritual embarrassment and not other types of embarrassment. I am not sure if I'm convinced of Rav Zilberstein's teretz, because this sugya of Mutav sheyapil etzatzmo tokil shoneish val galben pnei chaveru berabim is also found in Ksubis on Daf Samach Zayin on the base. And the Gemara there introduced with a fascinating story with Mar Ukva, that Mar Ukva jumped into a furnace so that the poor person that he was bringing food would not be embarrassed by him coming. Now, what type of embarrassment was that? I'm not sure, but one could argue that that was a physical embarrassment, that physically one needs to rely on others, not necessarily a spiritual embarrassment, unless Reb Zilberstein would say that Ma'amar Chazal, that an ani is nimshel kemeis, means a spiritual death, not a physical death, but yesh lodun on his teretz. So this is point number one, that lahalacha we really need to flesh out more. Normally in our halacha lemaisa we try to give concrete rules, but every once in a while there's a sugya that requires more elaboration from the Gedolei HaPoskim, and this sugya might be one of them. When exactly do we say that there is a problem of being malbim pnei chaver berabim, and when it's lafrusha miyisura, then we do not say it? Does it apply in all cases? That whenever there is an isur, we say ein chachma vein tfuna vein eitza neged Hashem, that of course you have to do what you can to stop him from the isur, even if it's going to cause him embarrassment. And in all other cases, then there is an isur d'oraisa to be malbim pnei chaver, you have to give up your life. Or do we say, as Rav Zilberstein is starting to suggest, that maybe we cut down the scope of the prohibition of malbim pnei chaver b'rabim, that malbim pnei chaver b'rabim, that better to kill yourself, is only when you're causing him a spiritual embarrassment, not a physical embarrassment. And that would mean that the instances where this yisod applies is less than we would have thought. Leaving aside the scope of where it applies, there is also another question, which is a basic one also, and that is our Gemara telling us a chiyuv, that a person has to give up his life, or not? There are actually two different opinions in this regard. I mentioned it during the Yom Yishir. Let's repeat it again. That Tosfos and Sota on the Afyud Amabei says that really there aren't the big three of Averos. They're really the big four. And that is, it's not only Gila, Raya, Shvichas, Damin, and Ratzicha that we say Yoharik Val Yavar, but also our Gemara said, it's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Ksubis, that says that better a person be killed than embarrass their friends, as we learned from Tamar. Tosis and Sota is bothered. Why is Malan Pnei Chaveru not mentioned as one of the big three in Psachim on Chaf Hei? And he says, really, it should be. It's really a fourth. But since it's not explicit in the Torah, it's not mentioned. But really, categorically, it falls into the exact same category. In Sota, it is important to note that it is not the only way of understanding. The Meiri there is mashma that there isn't a chiyuv, but rather it would be a mitzvah. The Pnei Yoshua and Bava Metzia as well seems to say that it is a mitzvah for a person to give up his life, but not a chiyuv like Avodah Zarah. According to that position, the Ma'aril Diskin asks an interesting question. He says, how could an individual ever put themselves in an instance where they will be killed, where it's a mitzvah but not a chiyuv? An example Ma'aril Diskin gives is not our case, where according to the Pnei Yoshua and the Meiri, there isn't a chiyuv to have himself killed, but rather he's supposed to subject himself for a mitzvah, if he would like, but not a chiyuv. What about, says the Ma'aril Diskin, in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, there are times where there isn't a chiyuv to have oneself killed. For example, on Shar Mitzvos, which is not Bifar Hesia, in front of 10. So then there's a mitzvah to Mikadashim Shemayim, but not a chiyuv. What about the fact, asks the Ma'aril Diskin, that there is the prohibition of lifnei iver? You're causing either the Gentile or even times a Jew to be over the iser of Ritzicha. And the Ma'aril Diskin gives a basic yesod, and that is that if a person is following the halacha and someone else is doing something wrong, so then in such a case, you're not over lifnei iver. So in a case in which someone asks you to embarrass somebody else, and you're willing to give up your life in order not to embarrass somebody else, so then in such a case, you're not being over lifnei iver, even if the other individual would be murdering you. Just stop for a moment before we continue our analysis of the halach and just internalize the tremendous mussar of this idea in order so that our friend should not be embarrassed. Coming back to our main menu, the Maril Diskin says that you're not over lifnei iver because you are following the halacha. Based on this, we have another halacha lemaisa observation, and this one is more definitive than the questions that we had raised earlier. Rav Yashiv in his Shiurim in Sota on Daf Yud Amud Beis concludes based on this that it is permissible for a Jew to do something that he believes is correct. For let's say, for example, Kedushas Shabbos, even if it will cause other Jews to come lead towards Chilul Shabbos. The example that he gives, which is obviously a controversial example, is a Jew protesting Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. Let's hope that it is done in a civil manner, and it causes police to come out to maintain order. We hope all it is just to maintain order and not chas v'chalila protect against the chilul Hashem that B'nai Torah might mistakenly be doing. But let's say it's known that the police department would send out Jews in such an instance if there was a civil protest that was taking place. So just like when it comes to the rule malim p'nei chaveru b'rabim, or in the case of Kiddush Hashem, where an individual is doing something which is correct, yet will cause others to sin. For example, it will cause someone else to be a rotzeach by allowing themselves to be killed and not to embarrass someone in public or not to violate one of the three big things. The same thing would apply to other mitzvahs as well, that if a person is doing something kedin and someone mistakenly, based on that, does iser, the rule of lifnei iver, Rav Yashiv argued, does not apply.